You are listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. Students and staff at Franklin Elementary School in Syracuse unveiled a brand new playground with a ribbon cutting Tuesday morning, complete with a countdown. The old equipment was outdated to the point where slides and swings became dangerous for kids to use. Principal Kim Coyne, who is now in her seventh year with the school, says the project has been a long time coming.
This playground means everything to us. We've had a playground that was in disarray and missing parts, and then it got unsafe, so we had to take parts down. So to now have a place to play that they are safe on the playground because it's brand new means everything.
Coyne expects hundreds of children to get daily use out of the playground, which she says will especially benefit the number of students learning English as a new language.
Play transcends all languages, and being 35% ENL population, it is another place that we can go and everybody can play together. So it really takes those limits and barriers away. So it's wonderful.
There are a number of physical, emotional, and social health benefits kids can get out of the new play area. Onondaga County Health Commissioner Dr. Indu Gupta says the playground will help grow brain development.
So it is a perfect opportunity for kids to go out and just be kids and have fun. And it's really very important for them to connect with the school. And that helps in their academic growth also. Because the kids, when they're feeling good, positive about themselves, having positive interaction with their friends, they will be able to achieve better. We know that by research.
The Franklin Elementary School community voted for the park to come equipped with slides, a rock climbing wall, and swings. All equipment is red and black to show school spirit. Onondaga County, St. Joseph's, the Syracuse City School District, and nonprofit Kaboom helped to fund the new Northside Playground. For more on this and other local news stories, visit our website, WAER.org.